and saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found. Was blind, but now I see. 'Twas grace that taught my heart to fear, and grace my fears relieved. How precious did that grace appear, the hour I first believed. My chains are gone, I've been set. The earth shall soon dissolve like snow, the sun forbear to shine. But God, who called me here below, will be
amazing grace. your faithfulness, oh God. You wrestle with the sinner's restless heart. You lead us by still waters into mercy.
For his grace this morning. I only read a portion of that verse in 2 Corinthians 12:9, but the full thing reads, "But he said to me, my grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness. Therefore, I will boast all the more gladly about my weaknesses so that Christ's power may rest on me." So as we praise the Lord for his grace this morning, we want to take a posture of humility before him. Our altars are always open, but especially now, I just invite you to consider stepping forward, outside of your comfort zone to lean deeper into the Lord. If that is, outside of your comfort zone, then you're leaning into weakness before the Lord. And we trust that he will bless that. So Jesus, we just praise you and thank you for your beautiful grace that you have loved us even while we were yet sinners. Lord, help us to remember each day the beauty of your grace and of your mercy. And teach us to live boldly out of that grace. Teach us to lean on you in our places of weakness and to trust you in those areas, God. So we lay ourselves before you this morning. We lay all of our brokenness at your feet and trust that you are able to redeem it all. So come have your way in our lives, Jesus.
We bow our hearts, we bend our knees. O Spirit, come make us humble. We turn our eyes from evil things. O Lord, we cast down our idols.
Sing that again.
We bow our hearts, we bend our knees. O Spirit, come make us humble. We turn our eyes from evil things. O Lord, we cast down our idols. Give us clean hands, give us humble. us not lift our souls to another. Give us clean hands, give us pure hearts. Let us not lift our souls to another. God, let us be a generation that seeks your face. Oh God of Jacob, oh God, let us be a generation that seeks your face. Oh God of Jacob, give us clean hands, give us your hearts. Let us not lift our souls to
Jesus, that is our prayer this morning. We know that you have made us clean by your blood, but Lord, would you empower us to walk in the holiness that you have purchased for us. Jesus, teach us to lean on you in our weakness instead of our strength. Lord, speak to us through your word this morning. Make us more like you. Teach us to live like you, Jesus, and change our hearts in your presence. So, Jesus, we look forward to all that you have in store, and we pray this in your beautiful name. Amen.
Amen. And if before you are seated, if you're able to remain standing, we're going to be reading from Matthew chapter 19, verses 13 to 30. Matthew chapter 19, verses 13 to 30. And children, normally I know, I see you back there, Julian. We're going to be waiting just a second. I want you guys to stick with us just for a few verses. We're going to read verses 13 to 15 of Matthew 19 together with the children, because children, I think you'll find this passage speaks especially to you in these first verses. So Matthew chapter 19, beginning with the 13th verse. Then people brought little children to Jesus for him to place his hands on them and pray for them. But the disciples rebuked them. Jesus said, "Let the little children come to me, and do not hinder them, for the kingdom of heaven belongs to such as these." When he had placed his hands on them, he went on from there. And so before we go any further, just a word for the children today. I think it's very easy, especially when we're young, to think that everything in life will begin when I'm older, when I'm grown up, when I don't have to rely on my parents for food, for car rides, for anything, and I can come and go as I please and do whatever I want. And that's true for a lot of things. It's good that at the age of 8, you're not driving a car. You're not cooking for yourself. That would be bad. We know that. But there is one thing that Jesus says that you can do even if you are a little child. There is no minimum age, Jesus says, to come to me. And if Jesus welcomes you, who can tell you not to come to him? So as we're here together, as you're thinking through and hearing the lesson that Miss Marla has for you this morning, I want you to think through Jesus' words as he calls you to come to him. And I want you to think about and maybe ask her about, what does it mean for me at my age as a child to come to Jesus? I hope you think through that question. I hope that you're blessed by that lesson. You're dismissed at this time. And so for the rest of us, as the children are dismissed, I want to continue with this passage. We'll be reading now from verse 16 to the end of Matthew 19. Jesus continues, and Matthew continues in this passage. Just then, a man came up to Jesus and asked, "Teacher, what good thing must I do to get eternal life?" "Why do you ask me about what is good?" Jesus replied. "There is only one who is good. If you want to enter life, keep the commandments." "Which ones?" he inquired. Jesus replied, "You shall not murder. You shall not commit adultery. You shall not steal. You shall not give false testimony. honor your mother and father, and love your neighbor as yourself. All these I have kept, the young man said. What do I still lack? Jesus answered, if you want to be perfect, go. Sell your possessions and give to the poor, and you will have treasure in heaven. Then come, follow me. When the young man heard this, he went away sad, because he had great wealth. Then Jesus said to his disciples, truly I tell you, it is hard for someone who is rich to enter the kingdom of heaven. Again, I tell you, it is easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for someone who is rich to enter the kingdom of God. When the disciples heard this, they were greatly astonished and asked, who then can be saved? Jesus looked at them and said, with man, this is impossible, but with God, all things are possible. Peter answered him, we have left everything to follow you. What then will there be for us? Jesus said to them, truly I tell you, at the renewal of all things, when the Son of Man sits on his glorious throne, you who have followed me will also sit on 12 thrones, judging the 12 tribes of Israel. And everyone who has left houses, or brothers, or sisters, or father, or mother, or wife, or children, or fields for my sake will receive 100 times as much and will inherit eternal life. But many who are first will be last, and many who are last will be first. This is the word of the Lord. You may be seated at this time.